Yes, welcome to Sportsline. Matt Arrowsmith here with you through till 3 p.m. Big thank you to Steve Nowakowski and Declan Kelly for guiding us through the Sports Connection this morning from 9 to 12. If you missed any of those chats, you can go and listen back to them on the SportFM website, sportfm.com.au. Big show coming up. Hayden Arducci is going to join me a little bit later in the hour to chat all things AFL. Also going to be joined by Dino Julbich to chat some Perth Glory in the A-League from across the weekend. And Tommy Dolman's going to jump on as well, so looking forward to chatting with him. But right now, let's chat some Super Rugby, and it was a fantastic weekend for the Western Force. The man joining me to chat all about it is Andrew Swain. He's on the line now. Hello, Andrew.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Yeah, going well. Going well. It was a great weekend of Super Rugby just gone.
Was a fantastic weekend, and a fantastic weekend for us over here in Perth, because we saw the Western Force get a win over the Crusaders. A good result for the Western Force.
Yeah, look, that hasn't happened in a decade. So it's a pretty good result for the Western Force indeed. You know, getting a win over the Crusaders. We won't speak about just how bad the Crusaders are going at the moment, because you've got to earn those wins no matter who you're playing against. So, you know, that was a really well oiled machine from the Western Force on Saturday night. I feel like, speaking of the machine, I feel like Simon Cron got a few you know, key cogs back to that machine on the weekend, and those blokes really stood up. Guys like Isaac Rodder came on in the second half, made a huge impact. Sam Carter had a massive game in the engine room for the Western Force, and then, you know, Ben Donaldson kicking all of his goals. He had a really good night with the boot. And then defensively, they just, you know, disrupted this Crusaders team all night. You know, the Crusaders have been very ordinary this year, and that was another moment for them this season that they'd rather forget. But, you know, it was really good for the Western Force. They needed that in front of the Sea of Blue on a Saturday evening. And, yeah, it was a really good win.
Kirtley Beale obviously playing as well. How did we see his first run out there in Force colours?
Yeah, he was a real spark, wasn't he? It was good to see. As I said, a few key cogs coming back. I neglected to mention Kirtley. He was unreal, wasn't he? He definitely hasn't missed a beat coming back into Super Rugby. You know, he added some spark from the back there, and his combination with Ben Donaldson will no doubt grow over the next few weeks. And to have guys of that experience coming back, Rodder, Carter, Beale, into this team, you know, it definitely adds you know, a huge amount to Simon Cron's plans, I would have thought. You know, their back row was really good as well. Cesano, Will Harris, and Reed Princep, who had a massive game as well. You know, these are all guys who have played a fair bit of Super Rugby Pacific now, and it was good to see them, you know, put that performance together. It wasn't just a, you know, they didn't scrape home against this Crusaders team. They really beat them thoroughly, so it was good to see.
You mentioned the Crusaders. Where to for them? They're obviously in last place now. We sort of just keep waiting for them to get going and show us something. It's just not happening at the moment, is it?
Yeah, look, you know, one win this season. They came against the Chiefs a few weeks back. But Rob Penny, who's the coach, he'd have to be feeling some massive pressure now. You know, they really just were ineffective in a lot of key areas of the game. Their physicality at the breakdown, they got out-muscled by the Western Force. You know, their playmakers in the back line, there was just some real simple errors that they were making at key times. Levi Almua, their centre, came on and made some impacts for sure, but they really need to go back to the drawing board. I think this Crusaders team, they'll look at this year as a rebuilding year, I would have thought. They've definitely lost some key personnel, but, you know, there's definitely need to make some big changes, because they are really battling at the moment.
Then we look at the other games. Fiji and Drua going down to the Hurricanes, 38-15. The Hurricanes cementing their place at the top of the table, 8-0 now.
Yeah, that's right. They haven't lost the game, have they? And looking fantastic. And it was probably a different type of game to what we've seen from the Hurricanes this year. They had to make a huge amount of tackles. I think the tackle count was something like 236 tackles to the Drua's 50. So they made, you know, four or five times the amount of tackles that the Drua did, which you generally need to do against the Drua because they're just such an attacking powerhouse. But the fact that they could grind out a win 38-15 over there in Fiji, it's been a really hard place for teams to come and win. And that's why they're the benchmark in the competition at the moment. You know, I just look at this Hurricanes team and they're such a powerful team when it comes to, you know, the carry and the way that they chop people down in the tackle and then, you know, rush the numbers in and pile in. So, I don't know how they get beaten at the moment. That's a really, it's going to take a genius coaching effort from the team that it manages to, you know, beat this Hurricanes team at the moment. The Reds went really close earlier in the year and the Hurricanes got the job done in Golden Point. But they're going so well at the moment. I don't know how, you know, Stephen Larkham will be able to bounce back from their loss against the Blues on the weekend and take on the Hurricanes at home. The Brumbies have a big job ahead of them.
Then we look at the Reds and the Highlanders. The Reds keeping the Highlanders scoreless and an important win for the Reds.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, the Reds had gone three straight losses up until this point, so they really needed to turn things around after such a promising start to the season. And I don't think Les Kiss, their coach, could have really asked for anything more in this situation to be able to shut out a Kiwi team. You know, that's history-making stuff from the Reds. They haven't done that for a very long time. The last time they'd beaten the Highlanders was in 2016. So, you know, there was definitely a bit of a drought there to break as well. And they did it, and they did it really well on a beautiful Friday night in Brisbane. You know, that'll bring the crowds back to Suncorp Stadium. But, you know, we were talking about the Reds being title contenders after the first month of Super Rugby Pacific, and they fell off a massive cliff. Now we, you know, need to see what they can bring. They need to be able to bring consistent performances now as they go into a pretty tough block of games. They've got the Blues next week in Brisbane as well, who are going really well.
The Blues and the Brumbies, we thought this would be a really good game, but the Blues dealing with the Brumbies pretty comfortably, 46-7.
Yeah, massively. You know, they just were a flat performance. It was like their heads were still in Canberra. They didn't turn up for this one. It was a really clinical performance from the Blues. You know, you've got to think, you know, the Blues are definitely one of those teams now that you got to think as title contenders up the top there. They've been, you know, really, really solid all year, but that was an emphatic performance against the Brumbies. The Brumbies, they would, you know, like to put that game behind them, I would have thought. You know, you don't fill your divots, as they say. I think they'll just go back to the drawing board. You know, they were definitely flat. It's probably the best way to describe them. The Blues were, you know, just on fire all night and smashed them.
Then looking forward to next round, it'll be exciting to have all the games back through those byes now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it's a really big weekend this weekend. Anzac weekend round, it's this weekend. So all Aussie teams taking on all Kiwi teams. And then the Fijian and Drua take on Moana Pacifica. So it's a, you know, it's a true test of the competition this weekend, I think, looking at it, not just, you know, because we're commemorating Anzac weekend round, but also that there's some really key matchups across the board, and it'll be great to watch. And you'll have all six games on Stan Sport this weekend.
Fantastic to hear. Also on the Super Rugby women's side, we'll see the grand final this Sunday. The Waratahs and Fijian Drua are going head to head.
Yeah, that's right. So the Fijian Drua are going for a three-peat. You know, they went back-to-back last year, beat the Reds up in Townsville in the final. Interestingly, it'll be on neutral ground. They'll be playing it at Ballymore on Sunday afternoon, so the Waratahs taking on Fiji and Drua. The Waratahs, you know, after dominating for so many of the early years of Super Rugby Women, have lost the past 2 years, and they've been on an absolute mission this year to regain that title. They have to go in as favourites, you've got to say, but the Fijian Druid team, they've got some serious excitement and stars in that team. So it should be a cracking afternoon at Ballymore in Brisbane. Neutral turf, as I said, and it'll be all set for a cracking final.
Looking forward to what will be a massive weekend of Super Rugby on the men's and the women's sides. Andrew, thank you for joining me this afternoon. Always great to chat. We'll chat again soon.
Yeah, sounds good.